didn't know about a world wide web. Was a whole different game being played. Back when I was a kid, wanna get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
Informative, local, dependable. We are also on AM 1620. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prywitz from ADX Digital, and we're talking about ADX digital marketing, helping people connect with your business and your brand.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning and welcome in. And here we are talking about digital targeted marketing once again. And sometimes people ask why there's a connection. What is the connection to ADX communications and radio, and why are you guys always talking about digital? And the reason is because there's been there's basically no better branding and awareness tool ever invented than radio, but there's a lot more to marketing than just branding and awareness. And so marketing digitally allows you to target very specifically locations and behaviors and information about people in order for you to connect with them with your business message in a relevant way to move them to action. And ADX Digital Marketing is the fifth radio station, if you will, with the four radio stations that are here at ADX Communications. We bring a local approach because we're in this community as well. We want to see you succeed because then we succeed and we succeed together. And that's why sometimes people ask the question, what's with all the digital targeted marketing? I didn't even know you guys did this. Why would you do that? Well, because as marketing continues to evolve, it evolves digitally. And we've got experts that can help you tailor a campaign perfectly for your business. And that leads us to actually a conversation about creative, the creative that you generate for a campaign and how important that is. And we'll tie it into some of the tools that we have. We have 19 ways, PJ, to market digitally to reach the company or the audience that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, but creative, so we talk about targeting, we talk about branding a lot, we talk about some of these other things, but creative, according to the stats, is 47%. Almost half of the effectiveness of a campaign comes down to the creative.
And what is the creative for the business?
Creative is the message you're putting out. What is the radio ad? What is the display ad? What is the video that you might be producing? What is the message? What is the call to action? How is it presented? How many words did you use? What are you saying? Sometimes we're kind of baffled. Sometimes we see some of the creative that goes out that businesses are using to market themselves. You ever seen a really cluttered either print thing or anything. It doesn't matter. It could be a billboard. It could be a TV ad. You just clutter up there.
Yes to all of it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the same thing happens with a digital targeted ad, like a display ad that hits your phone. If it's not really clear, if it doesn't offer a very clear message, then it's not going to be effective. Mm-hmm. And about half of the effectiveness of a campaign comes down to what the messaging actually is. So as we talk about, oh, man, a variety of different tools and the ways that we can share your messaging out there in the world, whether it's through a social media post or any of the other ways that we could do this. Like, for instance, banner ads with five words or less get a much higher response rate from people.
Yes.
Color is so important. Building brand recognition just through color. If you think about, I'm gonna say the name of a company, and I'm gonna see if you can give me the color it's associated with. Okay, McDonald's.
Red and yellow.
There you go. Netflix.
Red and black.
Red. Yeah. How about UPS?
What is their color? Like brown.
Brown. Yeah, brown. What can brown do for you? These things pop in your mind, and it's because the branding and the messaging is so good. And they constantly are advertising. Oh, by the way, wink, wink. How important it is that you're constantly advertising is a big part of this as well. So you can build brand recognition and trust through the creative that you deploy. So that's kind of the idea of this conversation today. And then even like the call to action. So call to action is what you're asking someone to do. So you hit them just right. Your targeting is perfect. They see your ad, they look at that ad, and you're asking them to do something. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the time in a digital targeted ad, the call to action will be to click here, you know, learn more.
Shop more. Shop here.
Shop here or register today. To get people to that point, there's a lot of psychology involved. And there are examples. Like, you might say, sign up for free. Or maybe free trial. So there are comparisons here. So if you, if the ad says sign up for free, and one of the things we do is we'll run more than one ad. We can run a handful of the same basic commercial, if you will, on a targeted campaign, but add little variants. So we might have one of them might say sign up for free. The other one might say free trial here. And you compare to see how people respond. But it can be something so small as the way you offer that call to action that can add another level of effectiveness and get better results. These are some of the things that we talk about here when we're sitting down with a client and talking to them about their digital campaign. Hey, what is the content? What is your call to action? What do you want people to do? And we have a staff of account executives here that have been doing this a really long time. And they understand, whether it's a radio commercial or something digitally, how important that call to action is in order for you to know how effective your campaign is. And so we want to have that conversation with you, learn more about your business, start talking more about that specific creative, and help you win and help you move the needle and help you move people to action. So it's not that they just see your ad, but they also do something about it, because we all know you want people in your business. Clicks and all that are really great for some people. They say, hey, man, I want sales. I want conversions. Well, impressions and clicks and view-throughs are all part of it. And start getting that recognition and begin people in that process of deciding they're going to do business with you. But it takes a conversation. It takes getting started. And that's where we always want to mention Jeff Wayne. He is the sales manager here at ADX Communications. That's how you get the conversation started. If you want to start talking about digital targeted marketing, you want to give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000, so we can start talking about your digital targeted marketing campaign.
This is Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour. So when it comes to creative, what other tips do you have for businesses?
Yeah, think about things like a landing page. Your creative, you want that creative to connect to where the person's going to go. If they click on that ad, then they're on your website. It has to make sense where the next steps are. So you want to make very clear directions for people when they hit that button, when they do finally do that thing we want them to do with that digital targeted ad. Now, where are you taking them? Make sure all of that stuff looks the same. Make sure that the call to action is obvious. Don't make it hard for them or give them several clicks to go to get to your website to figure out where to retain that offer. So a landing page is one thing that should be there. Make sure there is an offer in your creative and make it really, really clear. Make it very, very simple so that they know exactly what they're getting. Like, show this coupon now, or, you know, take this to the restaurant to save 20%, or sign up here for $1, that sort of thing. Keep it very simple as the messaging goes too. Watch out for too much clutter. Make sure that it's very simple. 5 words, let's say, on a banner ad, that kind of a thing. Plus, we also have scrolling banner ads for some of the products that we have. So instead of just a static display ad at the bottom of a website or an app, you can actually have a scrolling message go by, and that action, that movement draws the eye, and now you're looking at the ad before you even click on it. And video dominates. Video, video, video. Anywhere you can put video in any of the advertising you're doing, you are going to win. In fact, even if the video is like a reel, so you have horizontal and vertical videos. And whenever I shoot a video on my phone, like of my grandson or something, it seems like I'm always going horizontally. Mm-hmm. Well, vertical actually, even if for your business, if you're shooting a little video, and I highly recommend that you take some video of just something that happens at your business, something clever or fun. Shoot it up and down. Even vertical video actually these days draws the eye almost as much as what you might think as horizontal, or like the way you see it on your TV screen going horizontal. Either way, it doesn't matter. Shoot some video for your company, because we can put that into play with a lot of different things. So many ways to use video with ADX Digital. We have connected TV, which is basically just an ad that runs on any streaming television. If your TV viewing is connected to and relies on Wi-Fi, for the most part, there are a couple of exceptions, but we can get your ad onto that screen in front of a targeted audience. And we have video ads that can deploy both to televisions or to people's phones as well. We've got YouTube, we've got mobile conquesting, which is very targeted to people's phones and devices based on their geography. We've got Amazon. We can run a 30-second commercial to people who select a particular product. And we've been talking a little bit about home services as well today. And if so, from an HVAC standpoint, one of the most successful campaigns that I ran in a previous life as an agency owner was for an HVAC company. We would be able to run an ad to people who clicked on air filters for their HVAC, or portable AC, or portable heat. If you're looking for those portable things in your house, you might actually be in the market for a heat pump or HVAC at your house, mm-hmm. as an example.
As a video, though, you could also, if you're a roofing company, maybe do like a before and after of a bad roof and a completed roof.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, everybody's got drones these days, it seems like. So drone footage is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then video also works great on Facebook and Instagram. It works great on TikTok or our social mirror product. So think about video. It's very important from a creative standpoint to think about video, because it really just dominates the internet for sure. So we have 19 different ways that we can help with digital targeted marketing, and we have a staff of people here who are experts in it, and we would love to have that conversation with you. Give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000 to start the conversation about digital targeted marketing.
What other ways do we help people connect with business brands?
Yeah, so first of all, we want to get to know your business. It's so important that we understand who and where your target audience is. And it doesn't have to be in the Escambia, Santa Rosa County area, or, I mean, geographically, if you have a larger footprint than that, or if you have multiple locations throughout the United States, we can drop drop these impressions into the areas that you want to, where your target audience is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not limited geographically. If you have places throughout the region where you want to advertise.
So if you're a local restaurant and you see a lot of snowbirds from up north, you can actually probably advertise to them.
Well, there's a couple of ways you could do that. I mean, we've talked too about geofencing and how important that is. So one of the ideas that we've had that we've been talking about a lot from a geofencing standpoint is we could geofence the airport, for instance. And as soon as somebody lands, they begin to get ads for your restaurant or your event or your nonprofit or your whatever you have, your offer, your service. Then, if your target audience is the million or so, I think it's even more than that, visitors to the area that we are expecting over the next still, we're just at the front end of the tourist season right now. So we're still expecting another huge volume of people coming through town. So if your company is really relying on that tourist dollar, we have ways to target them from a geofencing standpoint when they hit town or where they go. If you would like to draw a circle around the beaches and advertise to people if they step on the beaches or the hotels in the area, we definitely could do that. We've got a lot of different ways that can get done as well.
Brian Prywitz is our guest from ADX Digital, 437-1620 if you have any questions. You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Brian Prowitz from EDX Digital, 437-1620 if you have any questions for him. How do people get the conversation started if they have an interest in learning more?
Yeah, you want to start with a phone call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. To say, hey, let's get the conversation started. And then how this works is you will get a phone call from somebody, one of our sales folks here, one of our account executives. I'll probably be involved at some point. But we'll schedule some time to sit down and just get to know your business a little bit, find out who and where your audience is, what your service is, what your goals are, where are the areas of growth for your company in the foreseeable future. And by the way, right now, we should start probably talking about the fall, and dare I even say possibly start talking about the holidays, Q4. I mean, it's never too early to get started talking about what's, I mean, always be looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So while we certainly can get things going here as we start the month of June to hit that summer audience, boy, right now might be a really good time to start talking about that August, September, October window for your company. So seasonality is important with that. But we'll sit down, we'll learn a little bit more about your company, and then we're able to put together a proposal that will actually show you a forecast of how big the audience is that we've created. So we talk about behaviors and geography. That will then give us an idea of how many people are actually available to advertise to. And then we set a budget and we find out how much of that audience that budget will reach. We want to make sure it moves the needle. So you need to be hitting a pretty good percentage of that audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start talking. Then we drill down a little bit more. And then we start talking about the platforms themselves that we would suggest. What tools would best work for this particular campaign? Because while we have 19 ways to run digital, not every single one of them is perfect for every business. None of this is cookie cutter. This is all customized specifically for your company. While mm-hmm. there might be companies that run some of the similar tools that we have, nobody does it the same way, and nobody wants to target exactly the same audience. So that's why it's so important we get to know you. So we're able to sit down, we take you through that forecast, and then we talk about when to start and what budget works best for you, and the creative goes in at that conversation as well. To make sure that the message that we're sending is exactly what you want to move people to action in order for your company to grow.
Yeah, matching their products and services with the shopping habits of the consumer who's out there.
Yeah, the relevancy of the ad is so important as well. I mean, these are all elements that we talk about, and it's important that we get a chance to talk to you. So holler at Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Let's start talking digital targeted marketing with you and your business as we start to look into the summer and beyond here in 2026.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to leave people with?
You know, the local aspect here is so, so important. From ADX Communications, the radio stations, to our digital marketing team and everything that we do, accountability, accessibility, transparency, those things are all critically important to what we do, and we hold them dear. So give us a chance. We'd love to talk to you, help your company grow, because it makes us all succeed here in this area.
Jeff's number one more time.
850-262-6000.
All right, thanks, and have a great Monday.
All right, Peter.